So is it suddenly a new world for California teachers? A Los Angeles Superior Court has struck down California's teacher tenure and dismissal laws. The decision was championed by Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, and our next guest, who fought for the plaintiffs in this case. Joining us is former Washington, D.C. Schools Chancellor Michelle Rhee, founder and CEO of the nonprofit organization Students First. Michelle, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much.
So is this a crack in the tenure armor nationally for teachers?
I think this is an absolutely huge win for public school students across the country. It really is saying that they deserve and they have a right to a high-quality education. And as part of that, a first step is ensuring that there's a highly effective teacher in every classroom in front of them every single day.
If this decision is upheld, and I suspect there's some sort of appellate review here, what freedom will management in schools have because of this decision that they don't have now?
Well, I think what the courts are saying is that the current laws and policies as they stand are not doing right by kids, are disproportionately negatively impacting poor and minority kids specifically. So what it is an opportunity to create a new paradigm, a framework for the teaching profession that ensures that we can elevate educators, but at the same time really make sure that there are protections for children. So the court is saying that these things are unconstitutional, but what the court is not doing is saying what should take its place, and that's where the hard work is really going to lie.
But theoretically, I mean, you could do like a corporate Six Sigma sort of program that every teacher would have to be measured according to very specific achievement metrics, test scores, attendance, these kinds of things, right?
Well, I think that's what we want to move to. We want to move to a system where we don't have protections in place that ensure that people have a job for life regardless of performance. You know, teachers do absolutely need some protections. There's no doubt about that. But right now it's too skewed towards a situation where grossly ineffective teachers can actually stay in the classroom. And we need more of a balance in a new system.
Respond to one of our listeners, a teacher speaking from Raleigh, North Carolina. I will be a first-year teacher next year. I'm already seeing an exodus of great teachers from North Carolina after the removal of tenure. The ones who are staying are ones lacking experience, like myself. Bad teachers with tenure can be removed. Good teachers without tenure have no job security from year to year. What's your response to that?
Well, the reality is that tenure to date in the public education system has been serving as a job protection for life regardless of performance. It's incredibly difficult to remove ineffective teachers from the classroom. And what this case showed is that grossly ineffective teachers have an incredibly negative impact on kids. In fact, there was a professor from Harvard University, Tom Kane, who testified in the case that kids lose out on about almost 12 months of academic growth if they are in an ineffective teacher's classroom versus just an average teacher's classroom. That is the kind of loss that we absolutely cannot stand for and that kids can't afford to have in their academic lives.
Let me explore that data point there for a moment. They lose a year of growth in terms of test scores, grades. I mean, how would you actually measure that year of growth?
Academic growth as measured by standardized test scores. And one of the things that we have to realize is that we are moving towards a system now where teachers are being evaluated in a much more rigorous way based on multiple measures, things like observation of their classroom, performance, their contributions to school community, but also how much their students are actually gaining academically in a given year.
Michelle, you make some great points, and I think I can see both sides of this argument. But I'm wondering if, in process terms, if the courts are a dangerous way to approach this, because it's going to create a really divisive kind of defensive situation where teachers feel under threat in state after state after state. And would this be much better handled as a legislative matter, either at the federal level or within states?
Well, a lot of states have been handling this at a legislative level, and it's just as controversial in those states. So I don't think that the court doing it is any less controversial or more controversial. I think that the reality is that whenever you shake up a system, whenever you change fundamentally a system that is more focused on the adults and job protections and privileges to one that is focused on the rights of students fundamentally, fundamentally to ensure that they're getting a high-quality education, you're going to have some pushback. But I think it's important to note that in the case, there were many, many teachers who testified on behalf of the plaintiffs saying that they did not feel that it benefited the teaching profession overall to have these kinds of laws and policies in place. For example, one of the policies that the case addressed was the policy of last in, first out, which means that in the time of layoffs, it's the teachers who are the newest teachers who have to be laid off first, regardless of performance. And, you know, the reality is that that kind of policy doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If we are in the unfortunate position where we have to lay teachers off, then we should do so by quality, by their effectiveness, by how much value they're adding to the classroom, as opposed to just based on their seniority alone.
And teachers all over the country, teachers, parents, and students all over the country will be watching the implications of this decision in California. That is absolutely certain. Michelle Rhee, thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Michelle Rhee is the former chancellor of Washington, D.C.'s public schools and the founder and CEO of the nonprofit organization Students First. What do you think about the court's decision? What do you think about the issue of tenured teachers in public schools?
We are moving my fourth grade son to a private school next year because when one complains at our public school, nothing happens. Or worse, in our case, the school flat out refused to make any changes. These schools are for our students. The children's education should take precedence over these antiquated laws.
From Selden, New York, I've been a teacher for 20 years and I still stay after and bring hours of work home daily. I have students that don't care. I am judged on their performance. People call me lazy and constantly tell me how easy my job is. Job security is the only thing going for this job lately. Take that away and there will be a lot of people leaving this profession voluntarily. What do you think about tenure? You can join this conversation or any other conversation on the program. Have your say at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You're our insurgents out there. You can follow us on Twitter, at The Takeaway, all one word, at The Takeaway.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Reputation.com, encouraging everyone to check their online search results because search results define you or your business. Learn more at Reputation.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.